Christ not only died to remove the guilt of sin, but he also died and rose again that we today might be joined to a living Savior. And the Christian life is for him to live that life through us. We can't do it ourselves. We can't do it by law. The law is a ministry unto condemnation. And that's what Paul says in verse 7. But there's nothing wrong with the law. Let's understand that the problem is with us today. Now listen to his language, and I'm going to read my translation here, which I do not recommend, but I'm trying to bring out the meaning. Follow along in your text. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Away with the thought. On the contrary, I should not have known or been conscious of sin except through the law, for I had not known illicit desire, that is coveting, but sin getting a start through the commandment produced in me all manner of illicit desires. Apart from the law, sin is dead. And that's Romans 7:7-8. Now you see, Paul began his argument way back in the 6th chapter with this expression, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? Now again we find it. Is the law sin? Well, in the first part of this chapter, Paul seems to be saying that law and sin are on a par. If release from sin means release from the law, then are they not the same? And Paul says, perish the thought. Paul will now show that the law is good. It's part of God's will. It reveals his will. And the difficulty is not with the law, but the difficulty is with us. It's the flesh that is at fault. And now Paul becomes very personal in the remainder of this chapter. Have you noticed that he begins now in this section to use the first person pronoun? I and me and myself. And they are used 47 times in this section here in the 7th of Romans. I appears 28 times. And this is the struggle Paul had within himself. He tried to live for God in the power of his new nature. But this he found impossible. The law revealed to Paul the exceeding sinfulness of sin. The law was an x-ray of his heart. And that's what the law does. You put the law down on your life, and the Word of God is called a mirror. It's a mirror, and a mirror reveals yourself. If you've got a spot on your face, the mirror will show it to you. Now, you don't use the mirror to rub it off. And the law can't remove the spot, but it can show you the spot. But God has a place to remove it. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Then, therefore, the law revealed the exceeding sinfulness of sin, and that's the important thing that it does. The law, therefore, was not at fault, but that old Adamic nature's the culprit. The admonition of prohibition contained in the law makes clear the weakness of the flesh. It shows that we are a sinner. And that's the reason that it's not important at all. I'm amazed at the number of mirrors that you see around you today. They're everywhere. Department stores are filled with them. They're even on the street. I found out that when we travel around, now which we do a great deal, that one of the first things that my wife will look for in a motel or hotel is the mirror. How many mirrors do they have? And whether there's a full-length mirror. And it's amazing how we all like to look in a mirror and see ourselves. Out here in California, there was a test made some time ago. I don't know just where it was, but there was a mirror that was put in a very public place. And the test was to see whether men or women looked at themselves more. That is, which one, men or women. And as far as I was concerned, they didn't need to put that up. I could have told them it was the women. But unfortunately, the test revealed it otherwise. There were more men that looked in the mirror than there were women. And believe me, I think that test ought to be run over again, because that just doesn't sound right to me. But nevertheless, I accept it. We all like to see ourselves. We like to look in the mirror, except one mirror, and that's the Word of God. You know why? It reveals us as sinners. And that's what the law does, that we are horrible, lost, awful sinners.